Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, he's on the line right now. Murph made his big debut, came back on season three last night of Tough as Nails.
Well, I got a text from him yesterday. It was a great little teaser, and it was just that. And I'm like, oh, you sneaky bastard. I knew you'd come back.
Our next guest is a Marine veteran, the director of the Military and Veterans Center at the University of Central Missouri, as well as being the season one champion of the CBS reality competition, Tough as Nails. And last night, he made a surprise appearance on the season three debut episode of Tough as Nails on CBS. Please welcome, friend of the show, Kelly Murphy.
I get this clip yesterday, and it's this one here, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is all I get from him. This fantastic looking trailer teaser from season three.
You hear that? That's the sound of a C-130. It has a 45,000 pound payload. That is a workhorse. And what's coming out of that C-130? You're looking at your first job. Who better to adjudicate the job and make sure it's done properly than this man? Yeah! This is our season one Tough as Nails champion, Kelly Murphy. Yeah! Welcome, Murph.
I brought something with me.
Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah! Lead the key. Raise them all, my brother. Let me see it one more time, baby.
So as you know, Murph has served our country, and I know that this beach is special to you. This is sacred ground here.
It is. I spent 22 years in the Marine Corps. 16 years of that was on this base, Camp Pendleton. As a Marine, we've came in from the ocean to do amphibious assaults. I've landed on helos on this beach. My oldest daughter was born at the Naval Hospital here on Camp Pendleton. So to be here with you on this beach means a lot to me.
That's so amazing.
That's amazing. The way they look at this guy is... Hey, Murph, how are you?
Hey, great. Johnny, how are you today?
Listen, by the way, I love the fact all I got from you was it was just a link to the trailer. That was like, all well played, Murph.
Yeah, they... the CBS publicists are very sneaky. They guess they let the cat out of the bag a little bit early. We filmed that episode back in June on Camp Pendleton, and like, hey, you got to be hush hush till opening night, and then they released that trailer to us via the Veterans Viacom network. I'm like, all right, here we go, time to pump it out. So I thought you would enjoy it. So you were the first person I sent it to.
Well, look, I love it, and you know what I love? I love the fact that you became a legend off season one. That when those new contestants saw you, I'm telling you, like it was straight rock star status as you rolled up in that Hummer. The girls, you could just tell, the girls are like little stars in their eyes, like little hearts beaming out. The dude's like, there he is. I'm like, holy cow, man, this guy is a legend on this show.
Hey, man, the show is just so fun to be a part of. You know, Phil told me a long time ago, hey, there's something about being with season one is very special, no matter what the show. And he said, you're going to be part of the show forever. So back in, I'd say, late spring, early summer, Phil reached out to me and said, hey, Murph, I got some ideas for you. What do you think about a military-themed show? So I was able to actually help create the challenges that the audience saw last night. And then Phil said, how about Camp Pendleton? I'm like, oh, man, that's my home. I said I was there for 16 years of my career, and then Red Beach is very iconic. We do a lot of amphibious training there for the Marine Corps. So when we were there, on bring back so many memories. It's the first time I've been back to Camp Pendleton in like 9 years since I retired. So it was just the mystique of being back, the aircraft flying over, all the Marines that were there supporting the show. They did such a great job supporting Tough as Nails and vice versa. It was just so fun to be a part of it.
Well, listen, Murph, you represent the Marines and veterans in such a great way. Like, you've continued on with your life. And a lot of guys, you know how it is, when they leave the Corps and service, they get kind of lost, man. Their brotherhood is gone. Their family is changed. And it's really tough for guys to continue on a lot of times. And, I mean, you see this up close and personal all the time with the job you have now. And you know, as you're working your way through this, I mean, you have to acknowledge. I mean, you do take time to think about what you might mean to these vets.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to transitioning, about four years ago or so, I broke down. I had to see a counselor because I thought I was adjusting well to being a civilian, and I wasn't. I was just masking that, and so I just broke down, had to talk to somebody. So now, I really talk to veterans as much as I can about, hey, when you transition, go find your tribe. Be right. Part of a group. Find somebody that can support you, somebody that knows what you're going through. I just kind of tuned everybody out for the first 7 years after I retired, and that was definitely not the right way to do it. So I just kind of share my experience with the veteran community on maybe better ways to transition than what I was doing.
Right. And you know, you take this show. This was a show that most times there's a reality show where there's a competition, especially physical competition, and there was a lot of mental work as well. But it feels to me like I stopped watching stuff like that for the most part because it always had like one sneaky guy, one bad guy, one, you know, it was always some underhanded stuff where there had to be villains and there had to be bad guys. This show was completely different. When I ended up watching it, because I found out somebody from Kansas City was on it, that's how we met, was... It was different in the sense that, man, I watched you go through these competitions, go really well, help other people finish their stuff, and by the end, the losers, the people, and I don't even call them losers, the people who didn't win, were cheering for you and genuinely happy that you won your competition and took the whole thing.
Yeah, you really do bond on the show, and people are like, how can you bond in a short amount of time? Well, I'm like, it's like the military. You have to get to know a small group of people in a short amount of time to accomplish, in this case, not a mission, but a job. We bonded so well that actually 2 months ago, Savage Crew had our first reunion in Vegas. All six of us showed up.
Excellent.
Spent the weekend there. We had a blast catching up. We were recognized way more than I thought we would be in Vegas. We stopped and were taking photos with fans, chatting with fans. It was just an amazing time to get back together. But you do get close with them, and you do really form a great bond.
Oh, they're
like... extended family, really.
Two things just went through my mind. I bet CBS was like, oh, no, the original guys are getting together in Vegas right before the opening, the debut of season 3, which, you know, it's Vegas. Anything can happen. They must have been like, God damn it, you better behave, Murph. You knock anybody out, throw anybody through a plate glass window. You sons of bitches all get crazy out there, and it's all going to go bad for the show. That being said, and also, there is no fame like TV fame. I've seen it up close. Watching, Jesse, our buddy, Jackal, you know, a rock star, sold millions of records. That's a certain amount of fame. He did that TV show for 5 years, and it all hit me. We were in Nashville going on the main street, and there was no demographic that did not stare, ask for a picture, point, or yell his name from 8 to 80, men, women, every race, it was across the board. There's no fame like television fame.
Yeah, I'm just trying to use it for good. So, sure. For example, I'm a part of a gym called Red Horse Fitness here in Warrensburg. It's owned by a veteran, and we spent this past weekend at Whiteman Air Force Base putting on a fitness clinic to airmen just to show them different ways that they can improve their physical fitness. So Tough as Nails has given me a way to help the community and outreach to people in a way that I've never had before. So I'm trying to use the platform for good stuff to help my fellow veterans out.
Yeah, well, of course. Well, look, that's why you're such a great cat. But like that Vegas trip, you guys getting any good trouble?
Not allowed to disclose that, Johnny. But,
you
know, we did well. That's all I could say. It was a great time. We spent we met actually one of the gentleman that runs one of the casinos, and he's like, man, it's on me. And he took care of us.
Dude, I've heard stories. I don't know if this happened to you, but I've heard stories about guys walking in, meeting these guys who run casinos, and them literally going, you can even gamble on us, and handing them chips.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty correct, Johnny. We
imagine that?
Cigars, drinks, whatever you wanted, they gave it to you, and it was like, wow, it made you feel really special. You know, they just really took care of you. They were fans of the show. They were huge supporters of the veteran community. A few of them were veterans themselves. So they're like, hey, I did well for myself. Now I want to give back. So I think that's the whole is, you know, we just want to help each other the most, you know, the best.
Sure. Well, now you're back on the show. You're back with you know, season three. And I know that you're on the season opener, but how much all the way through the season? Or can you talk about what's going to happen to the season? Are you staying all the way through this season?
Yeah, unfortunately, all I can tell the people when that question's asked is just stay tuned.
Are you ready for the rest of this? Because, by the way, I still feel, we talked about this, Murph. If you're just joining the show, Kelly Murphy, Murph, from Warrensburg out there, at Tough as Nails Season 1, the champ. Now he's back on Season 3, just did the debut last night. You know, I've told you this before. I know there's another show with your face in it, because you just have the look, you have the personality, and these producers know. They know that you are television gold, man. And there's another show. There's something out there for you. I'm telling you, I'm surprised that it hasn't even popped up yet.
Well, it's funny you mention it, because so I have an acting coach now, because the network, and I can't say what network, has offered me a reoccurring role on a TV series. The TV series is similar to like cowboy western, modern day cowboy theme type.
Gee, I wonder how you'll fit into that. 6'5", super fit, tough as nails, 16 years in the military, afraid of nothing, work your ass off. I wonder if you'll fit in that kind of a show.
We'll see. I submitted my first, so I work with an acting coach in LA. We do a lot of Zoom calls, and I did my first demo, and my agent's like, yeah, it was good, but you need to refine that a little bit. And I'm like, I've never acted in my life. And she's like, we think we can get you there. Just keep working with your coach. So I'm like, you know, I'm a big believer in opportunities. I'd rather spend the rest of my life knowing that, hey, you tried it. It wasn't good. You tried it. You failed. You tried it, or you succeeded, than to spend the rest of my life going, man, I wonder what would have happened if. I don't want to do that.
You know, again, I'm no acting coach, but I will tell you, I've asked actors privately and on air over the years, how do you do it? Like, what's the secret? And the thing that I've kept coming back to, some will try to tell you that it's some kind of a giant gift, some structured thing. And the other guys will tell you, hey, man, you ever play pretend when you were a kid? Do you ever just pretend and then make up a character? You're going to be a bad guy. You're going to role play. You're going to be a good guy. You're going to be Eddie Van Halen. You're going to be David Lee Roth. You're going to be in a band. You're going to be this. You're going to be that. And you really just let it rip and you created it inside your head. If you can harness just the pretending part, dude, you can do it. I mean, it's just, I think you can't. You just can't overthink it.
Yeah, you know, that's what my coach said is, hey, you've got to create. So when you get your script, you have to associate these people with people you've actually worked with in life. You know, give them a face. So when you're talking to them, it's real.
Yeah.
You're not imaginary. This guy you served with, that's who this guy is now. If he's a jerk, well, then find a jerk that you worked with in life, and that's the face you're talking to now.
Well, sure. And haven't you met guys where you went, that guy is cool? Like, he said something cool, he did something cool, he handled a situation cool, and you kind of put it back in your memory bank and think, man, I want to, that's a cool way. I want to be like that.
Exactly. And that's what, like, a lot of Marine Corps leadership is. Like, you watch your leaders and you're like, well, you know what? I like the way he or she did that. I like the way he or she did that.
Yeah.
So you take leadership styles and you really incorporate it into your own.
Yeah, now you're acting. You're pretending. Doesn't mean it's not real. It's just information, stuff you saw, and you're just using it to make it to do that. But man, I wouldn't overthink it, Murph. I think you're gonna walk through this like nothing else. You just don't overthink it. Don't sweat it. Just get out there and do it like it doesn't matter, and you'll kill at it.
And I appreciate it very much.
But I would like to point out again that I called this.
Yeah, you did. You did. Yeah, I remember the first time we talked, you mentioned that. So
I'm telling you, when aging creepy disc jockey role comes open, you better throw my name in the ring.
I will do, my friend. Will do.
You look, dude. I'm telling you, you can see it. I've watched you on that show, and you know, you just got to be part yourself, easygoing, super cool guy, and then you'll just rise to the occasion as to whatever the character gives you on this show, and you're gonna get it. But the Zoom call thing, that's you just got to get in front of the guys, and they got to meet you. You got to go to a dinner with the producers and the director, and they just got to see you. Once they hang out with you, they're gonna know this will not be hard to do.
Yeah, I appreciate your kind words, that's for sure.
Well, when will you find out about it?
You know, I'm going to submit another demo here this week, practice a little bit more with the coach, and then they said since it's a brand new series that there's no rush, so I'm hoping in the next month I'll have the straight yes or no.
Yeah, well, I mean, hell, you got a video camera at home? You got cell phones. Man, just practice doing stuff all the time. Have your wife pointed at you and just do silly stuff and don't be afraid of being a goon. Like, just hammer it out and just see what you look like. And then once you watch yourself enough, you'll know what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, and I do a lot of practicing and a lot of deleting of videos. That's for sure.
Yeah, me too. But to completely different subject. But yeah, I delete a lot of videos. Man, I'm proud for you, dude. I love to see good guys win. And you killed it on season one of Tough as Nails. I was disappointed I didn't see more of you on season two. And then season three, sure enough, you open up the whole show. And by the way, you know those guys are behind that show when a goddamn C-130 is the open.
Yeah, they did. I know it took a while. That beach is hard to secure. For training-wise, that beach is booked up months in advance. So when you on active duty and your training officers try to secure that beach, you have a month wait. So we filmed that day, and we finished up around, I think, 6 p.m. or so. The Navy SEALs came in right after us because they had the nighttime part of that beach for their operation. So that beach is used like 24/7.
Mm. And I think there's nothing more than hard-hitting Marines love than a bunch of, they go, hey, we're going to shoot a TV show, guys, so you can't use it today. They're like, oh, that sounds wonderful. That just sounds great.
Yeah, the Marines were so excited out there. There was probably 100 of them out there supporting. You know, they were the ones driving. They were driving the convoys. They were in the vehicles during filming. They were there to help set up, help show the camera crew like how stuff works, so they'd have a better knowledge of how to film. So the Marines did a great job supporting the effort, and I know that it was neat for them because they got to see, like I did, like last year when I was on the show. You never know how much it takes to put together a show until you see behind the scenes.
Right.
So the Marines got that, and they walked away with a pretty cool appreciation of how TV works.
Well, 16 years at Pendleton, and you tell me this. Did you see any of your old COs or any of your old officers, any of your commanders?
No, I did not. And unfortunately, just due to the time schedule and the filming, to go anywhere else on the base but Red Beach. I'm hoping to make another trip out there in the next year and then hopefully catch up with a bunch of people.
Can you imagine the ball busting? You get this TV show, if it starts to hit, and then you're really all over television, and you're not just in a reality show, you're acting. Your new name's going to be Hollywood and the never-ending ball busting on that base.
Yeah, that's one thing you can count on your military buddies for, is no matter how big you get, they're the first ones to keep you humble.
Mm. Without fail, my friend. Listen, to the moon, man. Enjoy it. And again, who cares? If in the end, if it works, great. If it doesn't, man, you were here today. And that experience is something very few people in this world can say they had.
Oh, I agree. I'm going to live it to the fullest that it'll take me.
All right. Stay in touch, man. I know that there's only so much you can talk about, but you got my number, man. You know.
Absolutely. I would love to have you. I'm going to make a shameless plug for my gym. We have a grand opening ceremony October 15th. You're more than welcome to come down, just hang out. It's, like I said, it's a veteran-run company. It's just going to be a good time. Open up fitness to the Warrensburg community.
Yeah, listen, man, especially if the weather's nice, I'll ride the bike down there. There's a great bar I found. And about that time, I should be off the wagon. What's the name of that? It's a little red brick building just outside of Warrensburg on the way back to Kansas City. I found it once, then we finally found it again, like wandering around the city, and the guy wasn't even open, and he let us come inside and have a beer. I'll have to find it out. But listen, I could do this all morning while I wander about in my own head. But yes, October 15th, if the weather's good, I'll ride the bike down. We'll hang out.
Awesome. Sounds good. And we're right next door to a liquor store, too, by the way.
You had me at Camp Pendleton's. All right, stay right there, man. My house has been known as Camp Pendleton's for a few years. I really like that guy.
How do you not?
And by the way, it didn't take a genius to see that people were going to notice he was charismatic and good-looking and cool and a big, just a like, he has that quality.
Mm-hmm.
That he's a born leader. And a good cat and a humble guy, but you can just, there's a quiet thing with him, you know?
He's a do-the-right-thing guy.
Yeah.
Through and through for every situation.
That you can't buy. That you can't. Very few people can act their way into that position. He already has that part. Mm-hmm. Now he just has to memorize words, right?
Yeah.
And it's pretend. As long as he can just find that weird childish thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing with acting. Like, I understand if it's Shakespeare-level acting or certain guys, like certain high-end stuff, like, you know, Marlon Brando level. That's the different. But most of the stuff we do, aren't we just doing it anyway?
Yeah.
You meet somebody new, you're trying to be this person for that person, you're trying to put together this presentation outwardly of who you are, you're trying to get a job, you're trying to get a chick,
mm-hmm.
you're trying to scare a guy so he doesn't beat your ass, whatever, you know? But you're trying to put forth some image. We're all doing it, man. You just got to be able to access it. That's what I told Jake. I go, this acting stuff isn't that hard. You should have done better.
It's not too late. You're still young.
It's way too late. It's way too late for that. For
He's
sake.
Like, you witch.
Unless we can transplant chin hair.
I'd say we can fix that.
Yeah, no, you can. You can definitely make that look better. I see it all the time.
I'm not gonna go
into
it. But
I don't think it looks bad.
There's certain actors that started that you're like, oh, God. You're so beautiful, but God, that over the years, now you're like, okay, whoever worked with his ass, that's amazing now. Like, they're
the
really
hair?
Good actors. No,
the actors.
Well, if you saw season one of Tough as Nails, he instantly, like, the biggest thing he has, and it was on last night, too, like, he looks good on camera. Like, he yeah. looks like, he just is who he is, and he's a stand-up dude and whatever. There's no time till he'll be on regular television.
Well, you could just tell. That he had the thing.
Yeah.
And so, by the way, I was some kind of a soothsayer, like super genius, look into the future guy. It's not hard to, again, look at a guy like that and go, they're going to like you.
Well,
they're going to like you.
When he was on season one, you could see, and whatever, yeah. they didn't orchestrate anything for him to win. He's just so damn good that he won.
Yep. All right. Well, watch him now on the third season of Tough as Nails, CBS. And it's on Wednesday night. So, guys, keep it up and watch for the new TV show. We'll keep you posted with whatever he shares with us, man. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.